We're going to return once again to the story we've been following all morning, the death of Terry Schiavo, at about 9 o'clock Eastern Time, a few minutes after 9 o'clock. A few minutes ago, President Bush went to the briefing room at the White House and spoke about the death of Schiavo.
I urge all those who honor Terry Schiavo to continue to work to build a culture of life where all Americans are welcomed and valued and protected, especially those who live at the mercy of others. The essence of civilization is that the strong have a duty to protect the weak. Cases where there are serious doubts and questions, the presumption should be in the favor of life.
President Bush speaking this morning at the White House. The president, of course, was a major player in the last 2 weeks of Terry Schiavo's life. He signed a bill that gave federal courts jurisdiction over the case. Federal courts ultimately declined to intervene, and the president had said nothing about Schiavo in recent days. White House spokesmen have since said the president was following the case but could do no more. Joining us now is NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook, who has been following this case on Capitol Hill. And Andrea, what are members of Congress and senators saying this morning?
Well, so far, only a few statements have trickled out of their press offices. We haven't heard yet from the leaders of the House and the Senate, who were just incredibly involved in getting the bill passed that Congress pushed through to try and save Terry Schiavo's life in the last couple of weeks. We are hearing, though, from Dave Weldon. He's a Republican congressman from Florida, the man who originally introduced the bill on Terry Schiavo. He says, "This is a distressing chapter in American history that should make us reexamine what we mean by declaring ourselves a compassionate nation when those with special needs are treated this way." Obviously, he is on one side of this debate. I haven't heard much from Democrats or those who voted against the bill yet, although I did hear from James Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's from Wisconsin, a Republican, and the original author of the final bill that passed. He said, "I am hopeful that the Senate will join the House in passing the Protection of Incapacitated Persons Act to assist those whose circumstances mirror Terry Schiavo's and ensure others with disabilities do not receive the same treatment by our legal system."
This has been something of a rebuke, hasn't it, for Congress? And if I may, I'd like to read another statement that was issued before Terry Schiavo's death. It's a federal judge, an appeals court judge in Atlanta, who wrote the opinion that effectively closed this case in the courts, Judge Stanley Birch. And he said, "The legislative and executive branches of our government have acted in a manner demonstrably at odds with our founding fathers' blueprint for the governance of a free people, our Constitution."
Steve, rebuke is the word that several conservative Republicans in the House of Representatives used told me that they felt like those final decisions by the courts meant that the Congress fully overstepped its bounds in making this law that applied to just one person's case. Then again, there is a push, as you hear from James Sensenbrenner's statement, to pass the broader bill that the House of Republicans tried to pass originally that would apply to other people in this case, people who didn't write down their last wishes on a piece of paper before they became incapacitated, and try to kick these kinds of cases up into federal courts.
Although you do have to ask how far Congress would want to go, given the other kind of rebuke that's been delivered here, which is the polls.
That is true. Public opinion did not play in their direction. But there are, you're going to see in the next couple of weeks, hearings in the Senate Health Committee looking at these kinds of cases, probably something coming out of the House Judiciary Committee. And again, there are those standing subpoenas from the House Government Reform Committee that were for Terry Schiavo and her family. You could see hearings there as well. The case is not over yet in Congress.
The lawmakers who voted in favor of giving this case to the federal courts, effectively voting in favor of keeping Terry Schiavo alive if the judges would go along with it, were accused of playing politics, of playing to the religious right, is the way that opponents would phrase it. It was an emotional vote, just as someone who's covered the case. What is your sense, Andrea, of how sincere the emotions were on both sides of this?
I don't think you can question people's motives voting for this. I think in most cases, people really voted their minds. Then again, when you look at the politics of it, it's likely to play well among those constituencies that really care about the issue, that these people voted for it. And for those who were really angry about it, it'll probably fade.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.